Officials from the Association of Indiana Counties were careful to say putting property tax caps in the state constitution would have varying effects, but did allow that the cons may outweigh the pros in some areas. Monroe County officials who spoke were more direct, saying local governments will be ill-equipped to respond to declining revenues under the restrictions placed on them by such an amendment. Bloomington State Representative Matt Pierce says even without the recession, property tax caps would be straining local governments.
And yet, it will have the impact in many counties of severely limiting the amount of revenue that can come in. And that's the ultimate problem. And so the recession is playing a role in the difficulties that the state and local governments are facing. But this policy put in place by the legislature is actually going to create a greater long-term crisis for local governments.
Still, AIC Executive Director David Bottorff says there are other actions local governments can take to counter declining revenues.
And, you know, one of the things we're talking about has how important it is for cities and towns and counties and libraries and school corporations to all work together on joint purchasing and ways that they can save money and stretch dollars because, again, they just don't realize that the economy hasn't caught up to their budget yet.
But the meeting, which an AIC press release says was called to join elected officials and the public in a discussion of best practices, stayed mostly on the topic of tax caps and attracted fewer than a dozen members of the Bloomington community. For WFIU News, I'm Ariana Prothero.